our next guest.
Is with us.
Oh, good.
And I'm here.
Yeah. Oh,
and I am here.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. And we're going to have an incredible hour, but we thank you for being with us for this special prayer.
Oh, I'm excited.
Well, let me just say again the phrase so that people will know. And, you know, we're just coming up within about 30 seconds of noontime. And so the prayer that Dr. Emoto has asked us to say is, again, the water of Fukushima nuclear plant. We are sorry to make you suffer. Please forgive us. We thank you and we love you. And I'm going to say it two more times. So, Paula, do you want to say it with me?
Okay. Okay.
The water of Fukushima nuclear plant.
We are sorry to make you suffer.
Please forgive us. We thank you. And we love you.
We love you.
And one more time. The water of Fukushima nuclear plant.
We are sorry to make you suffer.
Please forgive us.
We thank you and we love you.
So
when we talk together, we kind of cut each other off.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, the energy was there anyhow. And our next guest, Mark Romero, he's going to be with us the next hour, but we've asked him if he would like to lead us in song, and he has created a wonderful song for us on his guitar and a mantra. And Mark,
we all get to experience Mark's incredible and masterful gift to humanity on the spot.
Absolutely.
So now let's... We will be telling you more about Mark after we do this mantra. Do you want to start, Mark?
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to actually do the chanting part first. So, yes, absolutely. And it's just, I really ask people in my work to step into their power. I mean, this is really the time that we're at is really realizing how powerful each and every one of us really are and how we can affect positive change in the world. And this is just a piece, and I ask while it plays for people to imagine the positive outcome in that situation over there. This mantra was actually composed with the intention of shifting radiological, biological, and chemical pollutants to match the frequency of earth, water, and air, and to actually change the actual frequency of these things that we're all dealing with.
You are listening to 91.5 FM, KKUP Cupertino.
So here we go. There you go.
Thank you so much. We're going to have to share that with Dr. Emoto.
Oh, that's a good thought. Wow.
Well, you're listening to the International Taz and Paula Show, and we have Mark Romero with us today. And I'm Paula.
And I'm Taz, and you've just experienced Mark's incredible, masterful gift to humanity on the spot. And now we're going to tell you more about Mark. He is recognized as a global leader in both personal and professional development. Mark Romero is the founder and CEO of Mark Romero Music, Inc., and has successfully led high-impact solutions for thousands of individuals, organizations, and entrepreneurs through his proprietary musical technology, creating extraordinary success, increased health, and higher levels of consciousness. We have been so excited to share Mark Romero with our listeners after receiving his music. We just couldn't put it down. We've been playing the music in our home and car and everywhere, and it just permeates, it penetrates your soul with soothing and caressing music while you move throughout your day, and it uplifts your soul, and you begin to move and think with more fluidness. So we wanted our listeners to experience Mark Romero for themselves.
In this extraordinary interview, Mark Romero, you'll experience instant transformation as he performs specific music mantras to help participants open themselves to their divine potential and accelerate their forward movement towards their dreams and goals. So today at 12:30 to 1, on the second half of our show, with Mark Romero, we are asking for our listeners to call in at 347-633-9155 and share any special needs, and we'll be giving out that number again. So these needs are that you may have in your life, and Mark, in his movement, he'll create a music mantra to support you as an individual, and it's just for you. He'll sing it to you, and he'll even email it to you after the show. Whoa, what a gift. Mark says, within each of us is a tremendous power to create a successful, joyful, and fulfilling life. He supports others masterfully while infusing his own life experiences, sound healing, and humor to create an entertaining yet inspiring transformational experience. Participants leave with a higher sense of awareness about themselves and begin to see the world from a completely different perspective. And if you're ready to accelerate your personal and spiritual growth and take your life to the next level of extraordinary, the time is now. So, Mark Romero, we are so fortunate to have you with us today, and this is going to be such an incredible show, I'm sure.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here. Absolutely.
Well, you were always in this line of work. How did you actually start doing this?
that's a really good question. I laugh anytime anybody asks me that because, I look at where I'm at today and I look at where I was 9 years ago being, I'm a recovered CEO and executive manager, veteran of the semiconductor business, and, had played the game, life is taught the way society teaches us that game, and I've been very successful at that game. But yet, even with all of the material success, the financial success, there was still something missing within me. There was a sense of discontent. I was unhappy, and it really kind of hit a precipice one night when my wife caught me in the hallway, and she just said, "You know what? I don't care how much money you're making. I look in your eyes and you're dead. When are you going to have the courage to go for the dream?" Now, like any good husband, I immediately was coming up with feedback on how I could argue with what she said, but she was right. And I knew that I had to go to pursue the dream because ever since I was a young kid, I had the dream of assisting humanity to its next higher level. And it was something, like with many of us, we put our dreams on the back burner, we rationalize, we go get a day job, and then next thing we know, a good part of our lives have gone by. And so I took that leap and started this journey, really I think Joseph Campbell labels it best, the hero's journey over the last 9 years of going off to find myself, find out who and what I was, my calling, my soul's calling, and then to bring that back and to share it, you know, what I've learned along the way and what I've learned about myself and the gifts that I've been blessed with. And so it's really been quite a long journey, but ultimately has led me to where I'm at today, which is really assisting humanity in raising itself to the next level, you know, and raising its vibration and assisting people to successfully navigate the rapid changes that are taking place on the planet.
Well, you were really lucky that you had a wife pushing you towards your dream. A lot of people have spouses who say, what are you thinking about? What, you know, you're successful. What are you going to change for? So you really, it was great that your wife was there to stand beside you.
She is a divine blessing, and she continues to push me to this day, you know, so she never runs out of things to push me on. So it's a continual process, but I'm very thankful. It's just been, it's been fantastic.
How did the music come into you, or what inspired you to create this kind of music?
Well, I've been playing music now for over 30 years, but it was a hobby. It was something I did for fun. I never, you know, wanted to go out and share music or play in public. I mean, I used to have the best concerts in the safety of my bedroom at home. And around, I guess it's probably about 5-6 years ago, I got connected to a team of scientists that discovered frequencies in my music that could actually null and void the effects of negative energy interrupters in our environment. And their study was all about the fact that, you know, humanity's put over 80,000 man-made chemicals into our air, food, and water. We surrounded ourselves with a tremendous amount of electronic technology and things that are producing electromagnetic fields, all kinds of things. And as quantum physicists, they were able to show how these things that we use every day in our lives are actually causing static and noise in our experience and interrupting and inhibiting our connection to the quantum field, resulting in compromised physical energy, physical disharmony, lower levels of consciousness, really put us into a perpetual state of stress, and ultimately has hindered our ability to step into the next magnificent expression of who and what we are. And so they discovered these frequencies in my music that actually help to null and void that static and the noise, and in essence, help people to rise above all the stuff that we have in our environment so that they could get connected with their higher self, so that they could enhance their intuition, their creativity, their levels of consciousness, reduce their stress, enhance their ability to shape and shift their life and their physical health and well-being and relationships and all the different aspects and ways in which we express ourselves. So that's really what got me into this, was that discovery and that chance meeting with those scientists.
Now, Mark, have you do you have a connection at all with Dr. Horowitz and or know about him and his 528 hertz frequency?
I am familiar with his work. I have never actually connected with him, but I am definitely familiar with his work.
Oh, maybe he'd love to hear about you. Well, I mean, you know, the frequency, the 528, the love frequency, and so I think this must be what I heard in your music. It is so priceless and wonderful. And, yeah, and are you connected at all with Dr. Bruce Lipton?
I have had the privilege and the honor to work a couple different events with Dr. Bruce and get a chance to really connect with him, and so yeah, he's like one of my heroes, and I quote him often in my talks, you know, talking about how, you know, our beliefs, our thoughts, and our perceptions, you know, not only shape our physical body, but they also shape our experiences around us, and so he's been a really profound piece of inspiration, but also information for me as I come, you know, as I came to understand what it is that I'm doing and really who I am through my work. So he's really been instrumental in that.
Okay.
Now, talking, Dr. Bruce Lipton speaks about changing your DNA and your health with your thoughts. Now, have you experienced your, or has other people experienced your music and actually changed their health situation?
I've had numerous testimonials from people in regards to physical health challenges and how the music has benefited them. Everything from the woman recovering in post-op from surgery who made her surgeons play the music during her procedure to people who have had migraine headaches and have utilized the music to lessen the intensity and to shift things, you know, even down to the child who has ADD or autism and how they've been impacted simply by playing the music in the environment. And so, I mean, it's really been extraordinary. In fact, I even got a testimonial. I thought it was really interesting. A gentleman sent me a note who was a truck driver. The guy had been driving a truck for 30 years. You know, that was his way of making a living. And he sent me a note. He just said, "I want to let you know I've been grinding my teeth for 30 years while driving." And he said, "You know, I listen to your music, and it's the only time I don't grind my teeth." And I mean, so it's even down to some of the simplest things like that. And then, of course, you know, my family and myself and my wife and children are always on the forefront of the latest musical technology. So we've done quite a bit working with boosting immunity and, you know, helping them, especially being young in school, surrounded by all these different colds and different things, and really have had phenomenal results.
Well, that's really important now that everybody's worried about the radiation coming here. So anything that can boost our immune system and help us anyway that way. So you actually sell CDs that are like for the immune system and different things that affect people that the general public can use?
Absolutely. Yeah, I have series that basically address all the different facets and aspects. You know, I kind of look at, I love to use the guitar as a metaphor. You know, it's got six strings on it. Those six strings represent the different facets and aspects of our life. So we have health and, you know, we have health and vitality. We have relationship. We have our spiritual connection. We have our career and prosperity, all those different aspects. And I'm a big believer in this. You could be the best guitar player in the world. In other words, like the strumming and the plucking represents the action that we take in life. The music that gets produced is how we express our lives, how we express ourselves. You can be the best guitarist in the world, but if your strings aren't in tune, you're not going to play beautiful music. And this technology is all about helping people tune their strings so that they can bring their whole life expression to another level, which is something that's essential, and it's an ongoing practice for all of us. But I do have a series addressing health and vitality and basically mantras addressing every aspect of life, whether it's forgiveness or enhanced creativity or, you know, self-love, self-appreciation, all these different aspects, and make those pieces available to people to help them shift their experience.
Wow. So what were the discoveries scientists made about your music?
Well, basically, as I mentioned earlier, you know, we've really have submerged ourselves in an environment where we've put a lot of what they termed as being energy interrupters, you know, 80,000 man-made chemicals, all the EMFs, everything by our electronic technology, you know, your neighbor's Wi-Fi that gets beamed through your house. All of these things impact us, including radiation. You know, these are all interrupters in our environment. They operate on a certain bandwidth. I love to use the old FM radio dial as an example. You know, humanity operates at 88.5, and everything that we do through these chemicals and different things are also broadcasting at that frequency wavelength. Well, what if we could shift ourselves up the dial to, let's say, 100.3? Then you can't receive the signal at 88.5. So that's why when the music plays, through brain mapping and applied kinesiology and a number of different physical testing, they're actually able to demonstrate how the music null and voids all this stuff in our environment and in essence helps people to move from 88.5 to 100.3, really opening the door for them to step into a whole nother level of their power to begin creating their life experience from a whole different perspective. And that's a huge part of my work. I could play the best mantra in the world, but I really ask people to step into their power and to create the shifts in their physical health. I kind of look at what I'm doing is I'm just helping people enhance their connection to the field, the quantum field, whatever you want to call it. What they do with that connection is up to them. And ultimately, hey, we want to live healthy, prosperous lives to really step into our power and acknowledge that we have the ability to shape and shift our experience and our physical health and well-being.
Now, this is a personal question because I was just with a friend yesterday, and she was worried about her son because he has addiction, a chemical dependency.
Mm-hmm.
Have you created music for this situation?
I have not created a specific mantra pieces for dealing with addiction. I have not. It hasn't come up. Nobody has presented it to me. Basically, I've built my mantra library over the last 3 years based on issues that people were coming and doing session work with me. And that's how I built the library and, you know, certain specific outcomes that were inherent in all of us. But it, believe it or not, addiction has never come up, interestingly enough.
Huh. I'll give her your number because she might be interested in talking to you.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be, I mean, you know, when people go to rehab, I would think playing your music would be wonderful.
It can certainly help. I mean, it's going to help reduce stress and help harmonize the environment. You know, there's almost like there's two levels to the work. The first level is null and voiding all the stuff in our environment. When we do that, we totally can get grounded, we can be focused, we can reduce our stress, we really can create some amazing shifts. The second level of the work is when we're actually starting to shift limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions that we've all imprinted into our operating system software, so to speak. But that requires choice on the individual. You know, we live in a free will universe. You know, I've dealt with chemical dependence or whatever you want to call it myself in the past. You know, ultimately, bottom line, it was my decision to make the choice to stop and to move forward and to live my life in a healthier way and to do the necessary work to do that. And that's something that's key in doing the higher level work is that the individual has to want to change and really set the intention to change and start taking the steps to move forward. The music piece, though, enhances the overall process and really helps the individual get in touch with their power to be able to make those changes.
Are you still doing individual CDs for people?
I do individual sessions. And then on those sessions, I pull together, I look to see where people are out of tune, okay? It's very easy. You can have a conversation with somebody. You can see where they're out of tune. You know, it's like, here's an example. I was doing a session with a lady who wanted to create a healthy relationship, had been attracting the same kind of man for 10 years, was frustrated, you know. And in the course of our conversation, I immediately could pick up that she had resentment issues with her father. And I asked her, I said, are you open to forgiveness and letting go of this? And she said, you know what, I am. So I created a musical mantra for forgiveness. She played it in her environment. She calls me up 2 days later. She's going, Mark, you're not going to believe this. My father called me today. And he said to me, 10 years is way too long to have resentments and unresolved issues between us. Are you open to sitting down and talking about reconciliation? So this is an example of how the mantra pieces work, but it was all her willingness and intention to do so. I'm asking her to step into her power. So I put together a combination of pieces where people are out of tune, and then I create a mantra specifically for the individual based on where it is they want to go, the challenges they're dealing with, and what it is they'd like to see shift and change in their life experience.
So you have an intuitive ear.
I do. Something that I knew that the corporate guy never knew that he had.
Well, this is Sherry Edwards also. Are you familiar with Sherry Edwards?
No, I am not.
Yeah, I'll send you something after the program. It's pretty interesting. She actually talks about, like, what things you said, that there's a missing note in a person's speech, that they realize that note, when it's placed back into the body, that it brings them the solace or whatever it is to get over that hump. And so I kind of heard you say that about a missing note, and that's why I'm asking you. The next aspect I'm asking you is, if I were your kid, I would say, hey, Dad, you know, I'm going to have a problem at this game. Is there some way you can kind of boost my my thoughts here so that I'll be more free-flowing? And I'm asking you this because when I was sitting at my computer and I popped in your CD, it was very exciting. I was able to work and flow, and everything just began to flow. And it's just like you are positioned in another time and space that allows you to open up and release and be able to think clearly and flow. And that's why I loved your CD. It was so incredible. So I love both of them. Paula, I'm thinking, do you want to share with our listeners a passion for living and give a couple minutes of that? Okay.
Sure. Makes the top of my head like feel like it's opening.
Yeah, it makes you want to move. It's just so incredible. And then I have another special one, and I think I'd like you to play it, Paula, as we transition into asking people to give us a call. We'll give a phone number out, and the one I'd like you to play would be Beyond the Walls. Do you have it, Paula?
I have Open Music and Remember.
Okay, so you don't have that one. Okay. Let's see. Well, I won't hunt for it right now. But anyhow, let me give out a phone number. Our guest, by the way, is Mark Romero. And, wow, this guy really has a gift. And it is so inspiring to have someone like this in your corner as you're, you know, kind of wanting to think about how to become more aware in what you're to do and to be able to ease work more easily and throughout the day and stress-free. I mean, it's kind of like, I think this is what it does, Mark. I'm not sure. Is this what it does? It just kind of allows people to work more stress-free?
You know, I really have come down to just, here's kind of in a nutshell. And
yeah.
You know, for me to say this on, you know, this is something that took years for the corporate guy to even ever come, you know, the recovered corporate guy, very left brain, you know, this all to me was in the domain I never saw myself going into, you know, didn't even know it really existed. But, you know, I've really come to terms with the fact there is energy and light that's coming into the planet to help humanity ascend to the next level. And there are many people that are bringing this to the mix, and I'm just happen to be one through music and through the work that I do that is helping humanity to really, you know, raise its vibration to ascend to where we are going to. You know, we are literally moving up the cosmic radio dial. And as a result of that process, yes, you are going to be having less stress. You know, where we're going, we can't take stress with us. That's a lower density energy vibration. It doesn't exist in the domain that we are emerging into, you know, and that's the great thing. Anxiety, all these things that we all deal with in our human experience are decreasing more and more and going by the wayside. We are literally processing through and moving ourselves up. this music, this work, this technology is all about assisting humanity to evolve to the next level that we're evolving into right now. And, you know, I'm excited to be part of it. It took a lot for me to come to terms with that, let me tell you.
Now, let's explain to the people, our listening audience, what's exactly happening. If they call in, they would say to you they want to work on maybe creativity or weight loss or something like that, and then you would create a song for them.
Yeah, well, we'll have a little bit of a – we'll have a little chat and we'll talk a little bit because, like I said, I need to see – I need to get a sense of where their belief process is and, you know, where they're out of alignment. You know, it's one thing for the conscious mind to say, hey, I want to be a better person or, you know, lose 50 pounds. But if they're not in tune and in alignment with that desire, they're going to struggle to create shift and changes. So, and then really what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask them to step into their power, and then I'm going to produce a piece of music to enhance that to happen for them. But ultimately, they need to set it in motion. So really it's an opportunity, for, you know, where it is, where do you want to shift your life? What is it that you'd like to see change? You know, we'll chat a little bit about it, and then I'll create a piece of music for them.
Okay, so the number that people need to call in on, again, is 347-633-9155. And again, one more time, 347-633-9155. And that way we'll be able to record. And so open the doors and give a call there, Paula.
You want me to play a little bit of his music and then...
Yes, absolutely. Play some music. And again, okay. The number to call in on is 347-633-9155. On the line. Let's see, I would like to work with creating healthy lungs.
Ah, okay. So creating healthy lungs. So
yeah.
Now, you seem like the type of person that has done a lot of work on yourself and introspection. Have you gotten any type of understanding of why you have challenge in the lungs at all?
You know, I kind of think some of it may be stress-related and maybe some unconscious things that I don't know.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I've had challenges in my past with lungs, and I've worked with people that have had challenges with, you know, whether it's asthma or other things to that effect. And mm-hmm. one of the kind of inherent pieces, and I've seen this in other written text also, is a lot of times it's really linked to people's ability to take life
here?
In. You know, to be,
well,
be able to.
Well, I went ahead and told Mark that I would just ask him a question, and so we're going to do me first. Do we have anybody on the line yet, Paula? Paula, are you there? Whoops. Okay, Mark, go ahead.
Okay, so, you know, I ask the question a lot, you know, where are you, you know, one of the biggest things for all of us in life is to take life in, to bring in all that life has to offer, whether, you know, depending on which end of it, could be good stuff, challenges, whatever it might be. But, you know, somewhere along the line, many of us will hold things off. And a lot of times they'll show up in our breathing aspect, in our ability to take air in and oxygen in, but our ability to take life in and to flow with the process. So what is that? What shows up for you when I mention that? Does anything connect with you at all in that?
Well, probably. I can't pull up any specific aspect at this point. I'm involved in a lot of things, and it's ongoing. So making a decision about where I will be, or you know, there's just priorities.
Okay, that's a nice, safe answer. Okay, we all have priorities. We all have stuff like that. That is true.
Right.
So why do you think you have the challenges with the lungs, with breathing?
Well, the first thing that comes to the top of my head is maybe not taking out enough time for myself.
Ah, now we're getting somewhere. Okay, very key. So do you feel like your life is in balance and harmony? Are you taking time to nurture yourself and to do the things necessary to revitalize you and nurture yourself?
Probably not to the best ability that I could.
And why do you suppose that is?
Because there are priorities.
Okay, so, all right. Now, yeah. Now, this is good. This is perfect. What we want to bring up here. Okay, there are priorities. But you know what? Where we're going, one of the priorities has to be for you to love and nurture yourself at a higher level.
That's
See, for
true.
Too long, and in women in particular, have sacrificed themselves for the family, for the marriage, for the husband, whatever it might be. And where we're going, you can't do that anymore. You know, we have to bring ourselves in harmony. And part of that aspect in bringing yourself in harmony is taking time to love and nurture yourself. This is by far one of the biggest issues that shows up with most women that I work with, and a lot of men too, because we get caught up in our priorities, in our task list, in our goals, in our things to do. We want to be successful, right? You want to be successful, more successful, correct?
Sure.
And what if I told you that the way for you to really evolve into a more enlightened success, a higher level of success, is to take more time to nurture and to love yourself? And whether it's going and getting a massage, getting outside for a walk, you know, whatever it is for you, how can you begin to intertwine that into your life experience more? And better yet, are you willing to?
Yeah, I am.
Because this is key. See, this, you know, it's interesting. We have disharmony show up in our life. Like in this case, we're talking about breathing, okay? That is there to get our attention. And it's an indicator. It's an indicator saying, hey, guess what? Something needs to change.
Right.
Now, you know, this is perfect because this is where I always see. See, I'm going to challenge you to start taking some more time and doing some more actions on your part to love and nurture yourself. Are you open to doing that?
Yes, I am.
Do you have resistance that shows up with that?
No.
Okay. All right. Just checking to make sure.
Yeah.
And, okay. So very good. We have an intention now. We have a commitment on your part to love and nurture yourself, to take some more time in your day, however big, however little is possible for you. You need to take steps in that. You've committed to doing so. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go into a mantra piece for you. And what mantras are really pieces of music that are composed on the fly. They're not pre-designed pieces. Based on our conversation, we'll see what shows up, and we'll meet on the other side of the song, okay?
Okay.
So just interestingly enough, one of the things that I have people do while the mantra plays is to breathe, to just breathe. Now, I also want to tie this to people that are on this call, that are listening. If this situation applies to you, there's an opportunity for you to clear this too. You know, because anytime anybody does work on a group program, it's really work for everybody. There's really only one of us, and we all have some of this to process through in our own life experience. So I invite you to breathe and to set in the intention to practice more self-love, more self-care, and however that might look for you. And we'll meet on the other side of the piece. So here we go. So just take a couple more deep breaths. And one of the things that I ask people anytime that we set intentions, which intentions are great and they're powerful, but we always have to take some sort of physical committed action level on a physical level to set the intention in motion. And I love to use the analogy of the pond in the morning that looks like glass, and you throw a pebble in it and it creates this ripple. in the water. And that pond represents this field of energy that we're all part of. The pebble represents a physical committed action on your part to set the process in motion. So what could you do in the next 24 hours to set this process in motion on a physical level? What's the first thing that shows up?
Well, actually, yeah, I plan to take the next couple of hours off after the program and just kind of go out in fresh air.
I think that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
All right, so what I'm going to ask to just be extra aware here in the coming days is look for synchronicities and look for little pieces that are going to show up that are going to assist you into stepping into this on a higher, bigger, and larger version than you have before. I don't know what it's going to be. You know, it could be somebody could recommend a book for you, and then 2 hours later you get an email from Amazon. They have a special on the book. Go get that book. Follow those paths, those synchronicities, and see where they lead you. This is part of a journey. It's going to be a journey for you to take time, extra time, to nurture yourself and to love yourself and notice how you feel and see what begins to shift in your experience. Okay?
You must be connected, yeah. Mark, you must be connected. I already ended up getting a book the other day with my exact intentions in that direction. So it's... you know, I'll let you know how things go.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Well, thank you for volunteering to be my participant this afternoon.
Well, hey, Paula, what's happening on the other end there? Hi, Paula, are you there?
I think Paula went to lunch.
she must be trying to work with the other people on the mixing board there, so... Wow, this is, again, you know, it's very refreshing. And again, you know what, it's taking out time, I think, Mark, isn't it, being able to connect to what one feels, but they kind of push it and sweep it aside, you know.
You know, and I want to comment also on the gentleman that called in about his health.
Yes.
You know, and this is a common thing, is so many of us look to things outside of ourselves to be the cure, to, you know, provide us with the answers, to lead us on our way. And I really think where we're going is that we really need to step into our power and acknowledge that power and embody that power. For that gentleman in particular, to acknowledge the fact that he has the ability to heal and shift his physical health and well-being. And the first step is to make a declaration, to implement a command. Humanity is so powerful, and this is one of the pieces why I wrote the musical mantra for Japan. Was it's not saying this music's going to cure the will, the woes of the world. No, it was an invitation for during that music for people to imagine a positive outcome, to imagine a positive shift in that negative energy, to match that of air, water, and earth. You know, it's about people stepping into their power. And I know the gentleman got disconnected, but I'm going to ask him to step into his power also and say, hey, you know what? I'm ready for higher levels of health and well-being. I'm setting the intention that I'm stepping into this. It's like we send a message. We step into our power. And this is where we're at, where we're being asked to evolve into is to get rid of the stories of powerlessness, to get rid of the stories of not good enough, to get rid of the stories of I don't deserve, and to write new stories. We are the story writer of our life experience, and it all starts with an intention, with a command, and a first step to move forward towards that end result. And believe it or not, we want to go on the journey. You know, one of the common things that kind of irks me about the whole creation manifestation thing is that we think we want to snap our fingers and instantly have what it is that we desire in our life. But no, we really don't want that. We want to go on the journey between where we're at right now and to where we achieve that dream, that goal, that vision for our life experience. It's in between here and there that we unfold, that we learn, that we become, that we evolve. Once we get there, we're just going to set a new goal, a new dream, and a new vision to unfold into and to repeat the process all over again. So back again to this gentleman we were speaking with is really to step into his power and set the intention for what it is that he desires. And this is where the music comes in helpful, is to enhance that connection. We want to clearly communicate to the field what it is that we desire in our experience.
I finally got in.
Oh, hi, Paula. What happened?
I got cut off. I couldn't get back in. So
oh,
I finally
how
got
interesting.
In. There was
oh,
a
my
whole,
gosh.
When you were getting your song written for you, there's a whole bunch of people that came in.
Oh, my gosh. Is there anybody there now?
Yes.
Okay, good. Pull somebody up. And just, I just want to let people
831-454-6829. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's your name?
My name is Laurie.
Laurie, what inspired you to call in today?
Oh, goodness. Well, I was flipping through the radio stations, driving in my car, and the phone fast enough. But I am. People learn from seeing things, hearing things, reading things. I'm a lot with tone. Somebody can say words that mean one thing, and by their tone, I'll read what's really underlying. Now, I've just read the Four Agreements.
Okay.
And everything's been wow. So that's kind of where I'm at. I'm taking everything down and looking at all the things that I agreed to that I didn't know better, for lack of a better word. But music tames the beast, as they say. And
let's look a little bit at your languaging there. You made the comment about knowing better, okay? You know, and there's something about that. You know, all this stuff, all the humanity that we experience in our lives is all there to help propel us to the next level. You know, one of the biggest pieces that I think we're all dealing with is that when we do have challenges, when we do have obstacles in our pathway, is to not look at them as curses or negative experiences, but to look at them as catalysts and way showers that are going to help us to evolve to the next level. And I don't know how that applies to your life, but I kind of picked up when you were talking, because I listened to voice too, and I listened to the tone and inflection beyond just the words itself, was that there was a tone and inflection of something's, you know, that process isn't good or isn't right. And, you know, what I'd like for yourself is to come to peace a little bit with that process. You're in the process of unfolding and re-remembering the magnificent expression of life that you are.
It's so big and so far away. There's so many things to uncover that my belief system is based on lies, basically, something I was told and agreed to.
Well, yeah, but do you have to punish yourself for that? So we all have that experience. Now you're in a place of awakening where you can say, wow, I can like null and void all the old lies that no longer support me in the highest vision of my life, and I can write new stories. I can create new symphonies for my life.
You're absolutely right. See how strong that habit is?
Yeah, I know, but this is something that we're all, you know, dealing with in our experience. This is part of the ascension process that's taking place, is that now we're becoming aware of our stories, of our limiting thoughts, our limiting beliefs and perceptions that aren't serving us.
Absolutely.
But out of that awareness comes an opportunity to shift it, change it, move beyond it, and continue to move up that cosmic radio dial that we were talking about.
Yeah.
So are you willing to be okay with yourself during that process and allow yourself to have the audacity of being human?
Sure, why not?
I like your answer. Well, I know we're coming up on the top of the hour, so I better play something pretty quickly.
Yeah, we've got about a minute and a half left.
Well, we could go out with the piece if you want to.
You know, I was going to say we had about a minute and a half left before we end our program here. So, Laurie, what's the last four numbers of your telephone number?
6829.
Okay. And, Mark, I can give that to you. But so that people...
Sorry, it's for the listeners. If you could just plug in Mark's name and how to get in contact with him and how to get in contact with the station. I'm listening forever to try and get those numbers. So you can give those to our listeners once more.
Sure. And the phone number so that people can call Mark is 949-249-0440. One more time, 949-249-0440. 1-800-273-0440. And you can always connect to the Taz and Paula show. And, oh, my goodness, Mark, it's been incredible. You want to take us out with some music for Lori?
Well, I could do that, or we could do that. I know that we also wanted, you know, many people ask, you know, how can I get access to this technology? And I know you were featuring a special link on your site that is really a link to a powerful mantra piece, which is all about this helping people ascend to the next level, to open up to their magnificence and accelerate their forward movement in life. Well, this is what we're all seeking to do right now. So maybe you might want to direct people to that link on that page, and we can go from there. And if anybody has any questions, they can come through the website or call the office or email me at info@markromeromusic.com.
Okay, we want to have you back again where we don't have any technical problems.
It happens from time to time. Technology is a wonderful thing when it works properly.
Mark, thank you. It's been such a joy. And, okay, we're going to have to end the hour. It's, my gosh, you know, like you say, Paula says we have to have you back. God bless you all. And Lori, we'll make a connection with you after the show.
Excellent. God bless you.
Okay,
you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to 91.5 FM, KKUP Cupertino. Embracing Mother Earth.
Hello?